This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Myanmar's foreign ministry on Saturday rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. Myanmar described the measure, which passed Friday and is not legally binding, as being, quote, based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The resolution reflected a broad international consensus condemning the takeover that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. It called on the military junta to restore the country's democratic transition, condemned its, quote, excessive and lethal violence since the takeover, and called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. President Vladimir Putin sought on Saturday to give Russia's ruling party a pre-election boost by promising to spend big on infrastructure, education, and health. Putin also announced his key allies, defense and foreign ministers, would front the campaign for the ruling United Russia Party for September's parliamentary elections. The Russian president's most prominent domestic critic, the jailed Alexei Navalny, and his allies are barred from the elections after they were declared, quote, extremists. Russia's capital, Moscow, on Saturday reported a pandemic high for new coronavirus cases for the second consecutive day, as the city's hospitals are flooded with new patients due to the Delta variant. The city registered more than 9,000 infections in 24 hours, those figures ballooning from 3,000 daily just 2 weeks ago, with Moscow's mayor saying Friday the highly infectious Delta variant first identified in India represents nearly 90% of new cases. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.